Stuart, a goalless draw today. I think the big talking point from a Wednesday point of view is the penalty decision that wasn't awarded. Steve Evans says it was a slip. He says he's watched it back. What was your take on it?
Well, I've got Kieran Lee who doesn't say... Kieran Lee doesn't say tend to say much. But when Kieran Lee comes in complaining about we didn't get a penalty... But I looked at the reaction of my players. I looked at about five of them have appealed for the penalty. And there's no need for Kieran to go down. It's definitely not a slip. I haven't seen it back yet. But like I just said, I'd buy a second-hand car off Kieran Lee. So that's how much I trust him, and for him to say that Gaffrey is a penalty. But we're not getting that break at the moment. But just got to keep believing.
Stuart, I just want to take your headphones off and switch them around because the mic's getting caught there, and we'll sort that out. So you feel it was a penalty then, and as you mentioned, you're not really getting those breaks at the moment. But we have had one fan on saying, you know, where are the goals going to come from here? He's 9 home games now. I think no goals in the last 4 home games. You know, is the quality there that you need right now?
Well, let's go back to Tuesday. I questioned the players' application on Tuesday. I can't fault the players' application today, the work rate, their enthusiasm, the willingness to close down. But the biggest part of the jigsaw is scoring goals. At the moment, we did lack that bit of quality. Both teams lack that little quality in the final third. But I keep saying to the players, we've got to keep trying, keep believing. Now, whether that penalty goes for us, and we get the win from the penalty. So they're the little breaks that are not going. We had one at Charlton last week when Atty was dragged down. But going back to your question, we're not creating enough. But we're getting into good areas. And like I just said to Jeremy Allen there, fantastic. He took players on. He got a couple of shots in, got a couple of crosses in. And that's what we may be just lacking a little bit of confidence in them areas, certain individuals. But you've got to keep believing and keep trying.
I don't want to pin it on one individual, but Chris Maguire seems to struggle a bit today, and he's not found the form that he had last year, has he?
Well, players are only human, and if Chris Maguire, we all want Chris Maguire to get back to the standards he set before, but no, at the end of the day, I can't fault his effort, his commitment. And some days when it's not really working for you, you've just got to keep it simple. And when we caused teams problems last season, down our right-hand side, Liam Palmer overlapping with Chris Maguire. But teams do their own work, and sometimes they double up, treble up, but we've got to realise there's spaces elsewhere. I said to him at half-time is that we're kicking towards our fans. I think their five had been booked, so he was on thin ice. We need to keep playing the ball forward and slide the ball forward. But a couple of times again, two or three players playing square passes that put us in trouble.
In fairness, you know, when you look at your defensive record, it's 10 clean sheets now, 14 conceded, which is the second best defensive record in the league. How do you balance that? How do you maintain that sort of strong defensive record with perhaps showing that bit more in attacking areas?
Well, we missed Royston today. I think it was a pitch today or an occasion for Royston to drive at them as well, because he's been playing in good form. So at the moment... Look, I've just said to the players there is I was very disappointed with them on Tuesday, and like I say, we've done okay today, as in application, work rate, enthusiasm, but we just need that little bit more quality in front of goal, and hopefully we're going into this international break. We've got two or three lads carrying knocks. We've got the treatment room, which is quite full at the moment, so we are thin on the ground. So hopefully we can strengthen the team before we go into the Huddersfield game.
Totally different situations to last year, but when the team started without a win in 10, they went out and signed Connor Wickham and Matty Fright, and it just gave the club a lift. You know, now that it is 10 without a win now, do you need that kind of impact? Do you need, whether it's one or two to come in, same as last year, who can really lift this now, to give you that injection of quality?
Well, Connor and Matty Fright were fantastic for us, but the game's all about goals. The game is about keeping the keepers busy. Their keeper was probably busier than Westy today, but it was no clear cut chances. It was all half chances. I think Atty's had a swivel, and the ball's bouncing about. But we've got to keep getting, make sure we get the ball in between the posts. I've got to keep make sure, and we get Bods that are going to be in there for its dropping. Again, a couple of times I said to my half time, we're gamble a little bit more, just read situation, as it showed with the pass back where to the keeper in the first 5 minutes. He's had a lash of it and it's gone for a corner. So we have to keep putting teams under pressure in a closing down, which was back to us. That's probably our best for a while, closing down. been in people's faces. But you know, and I know, is that we all want to see goals. That's the best part of a game of football. So it's an area where we keep looking. We keep looking to bring players in.
Do you think you'll get a chance? Is the international break now? People would say, well, what a great chance to go and get a couple in.
Well, it's not for the lack of effort. The problem is, the trouble is with the loan market, you're having to rely on your contacts or you're having to rely on clubs to do you a favour, but suddenly they've picked up an injury or suspension. We thought we'd got two players in, one before the Bournemouth game and one yesterday, but unfortunately, they're not going to help Sheffield Wednesday when the managers have got their own problems. And so hopefully we might get a couple back from out the treatment room going into the Huddersfield game. And hopefully, because the boys need help. The boys need help. We need a lift. The fans need a lift. They'd not like to see new signings. Taylor Fletcher plays today, gets half chance today, nearly scores, just got past the post. Suddenly now he's had to go to the hospital with an eye injury. I think somebody's caught him with a nail in his eye and it scratched his eyeball. So he's had to go up. So at the moment, every game, things seem to be going against us, but we'll turn it round here.
I know that Drenthe is a big loss because he has provided that bit of a spark, hasn't he? Do you need someone else, whether it's in the middle or whatever, someone who can really get his foot on the ball, play it, maybe just knit things together? Is that a need as well?
Of course it is. We know we're not. Start the season, I think our goal attempts were around about 15 or 20. I'd rather be the ball down the opposition's 18-yard box and keeping them penned in. And we've got cross after cross going in. But look, like I said, I got a reaction from the players. I was disappointed on Tuesday. We've worked hard, but we lacked that quality in that final third.
Stuart, thanks for your time
Cheers.
Tonight.